Okay, teacher, please. I take the battery out of it, please, so it doesn't ring. Yeah. Okay, ready to go, ready to go, ready to go, ready to go, right there. I'm ready to go. How many seconds we got?
Come on. 40 minutes. 40 seconds.
Okay. This is my notes from May 31st, Freedom Hour.
Move to your right.
Your location?
Everything good. Call us right.
Did he call us good? Any adjustments?
Yep.
Yeah. You guys have my feedback, my guys.
Just in our back.
Thank you.
Three, two, one.
Hello, my friends. I'm Paymon Motahede. And in this meditation, folks, I'm going to cover a very important topic, and that is how you can simply drop out of paying income taxes. Let me pause for just 5 seconds. I'll be right back. So in this presentation, what I'm going to do different is I'll do the short presentation first, then I'll do the longer, more complete presentation. So you need to hear two presentations, the same thing, but one is more complete and detailed than the other. And then at the end, as usual, I'll be answering any questions you have about IRS, freedom issues, how to restore freedom in America. So with that, let me get my favorite book cover up, Federal Mafia, but a late, great, and we got this revenue code here, ready to go handy. Yep, show them the law, folks. This is what the IRS supposed to follow, and we make sure they follow that. So here we go. Ready to get started? Hello, my friends. I'm Paymon Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will share with you how you may be able to drop out of the income tax system completely, legally, and safely with confidence, just like myself. I founded Freedom Law School in 1996. I have not paid any income tax for over 30 years. IRS well knows about me. They've never tried to put me in prison. So I know this works. But guess what? A few of you cannot do that, but most of you can. Okay? Hang in there. It's good news. First, you should go to our website, freedomlawschool.org. Restore freedom is what our message is. Never again voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely guaranteed. On the top right, you click on the start the 7 steps. Okay, you can click on that. I'll take you right there to step one. All you gotta do is follow the law. That's the most important because based on the official legal websites of U.S. government, no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income taxes. The only people required to file income tax by law are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and federal workers on contractors. Incredible, hard to believe. I know, but watch this 9-minute video right here for the proof, folks. You're going to do it on your own, and then we're going to now, after that, go to the second step. You're going to stop filing income tax forms. Yep, because when you do that, you literally put the rope around yourself, hang yourself, claiming you owe the IRS money, and give them the power to rip you off, audit you, put you in prison, everything else, because you did it to yourself. Step three, folks, is you've got to realize that the IRS is mostly bluff. They really are, folks. Yes. This is the myth the corrupt major media has, you know, put on your head for decades. You got to deprogram yourself of the lies. Again, go through step three, watch the videos on this page also, and you get to see a proof further in step three. Okay, go to step four, folks. Again, take courage from the fact that I have beaten the IRS many times, never paid income tax for all these decades. Legally, by foreign law, as you will be seeing here. And go to step five, question authority. Write your Congress members. File and pay income tax only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file and pay income taxes. See, if they don't show a law to you, you don't have to pay. If they do show the law to you, go ahead and do pay. But I'm telling you, 99% of you, as you saw, do not have to pay or file at all in the first place. Okay? So again, you're not going to prison, folks. All you got to do is don't be afraid. You don't have to pay tribute to the beast. Okay? Folks, you make a record here of why you legally stop filing and paying income tax, because everything I told you is based upon U.S. government's official legal websites, okay? Not my opinion, or attorney or CPA, government's official legal websites. All this is for free. You can do it on your own, and you should. Follow the law. However, if you don't have extra protection backup, you can have it. It is available for you, okay? To do that, folks, you go step six, and you join the Restore Freedom Plan, and you have our lifetime guarantee to be able to legally stop filing and pay income taxes as long as you are a member of Restore Freedom Plan. And Freedom Law School will stop the IRS from collecting your money, or if they take it from you, will reimburse you in full. Yes, you will be part of the elite group of Americans, the modern founding fathers of America. You take a part in Restore Freedom, and for that, folks, you'll be rewarded with our lifetime guarantee. Let me back it up for you, okay? Step seven also we have, it's optional. You can make money by telling others, folks. That's, you don't have to do it, but it's up to you. So for more details, watch the complete video description is below. That's going to give you more detail about these steps, how to do it step by step correctly. And folks, you can successfully drop out of paying federal income taxes legally correct, safely, and with confidence at our website, freedomlawschool.org. Okay. Now I'm going to do a longer version. That was about 5 minutes, right? So 5 minutes. Okay. Now, folks, I'm going to go and do a little bit more detail on this same thing, because people need more details, right? Yeah, that was a short version, extreme short version. I'm going to take a little bit longer, go through steps, okay? So here we go. Ready to get started, guys? Okay. Ready to start with the book. Let's do it. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahedeh, the president of Freedom Law, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I'll give you more details as to how to drop out of paying federal income taxes legally correct, safely, and with confidence, like me, who have not filed or paid any income tax for over 30 years. Where you go to is our website, freedomlawschool.org. Okay? There, you see how you can restore freedom, take part in it, and never again voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp. Okay? Legally and safely. Guaranteed if you want it. You go on the top of the page, top right, click on Start the Seven Steps, or you can go down, you know, click on the arrow you see on that page. That's fine too, either way. When you go to Seven Steps, okay, you see step one right here is what? Follow the law based on the official legal websites of the U.S. government. No law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income taxes. The only people required to
Hey, my name is Nick. Yeah, my question is, I'm sorry, can you hear me? You can hear me now? Well, I heard about you. I saw the show Anarchast that Jeff Berwick started. And my question is, I'm currently working as a subcontractor, and I was wondering, when the contractor files taxes, is the IRS going to come after me if I don't file?
Came out in 2017, and it shows, here we go, sorry. Yeah. You see that top left of the chart? Year 2009, see the number billion? 361,000, that's the number of non-filers. 99
Hello? Hello, can I ask a question? Hello? Hello? Hello?
You got to check your audio, my friend. Audio problem. If you have a call right now from this one, should I take this one? This 425 area code number? Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yeah, I hear you.
Give us the first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Sure. My name is Mike. I heard about you on YouTube a long time ago. And my question is about the certification on the W-9 form. So I understand, like, if you're a Washington, D.C. citizen or company, like, that's the only people that are liable for the tax if you're living in that little Washington, D.C. district, right? But there's a definition. There's a definition in Part 2 on the W-9 that says, for mortgage interest paid, acquisition or abandonment of secured property, cancellation of debt, contributions to an individual retirement arrangement, and generally payments other than interest and dividends, you are not required to sign the certification. So my understanding is that only if you're engaged in interest and dividends, then they only require that signature, that certification.
Okay. And what's your question?
So my question is, what does that mean? First, the question is that what that means? Does that mean only if you are engaged in interests and dividends. And then what does – and then the other question is, if your money is somewhere bearing interest in let's say somebody has my money and I'm getting 1% a year on my money, is that considered interest? Is that in the category by this definition of something that is interest?
Hold on. That interest is not taxable because it is does not come from D.C., and you are not a citizen or resident of D.C., are you?
No.
No. Look, America is not a country. America is 51 countries.
Right.
The country of Washington, D.C. can tax anything from Washington, D.C. The country of California can tax anything in California.
Mm-hmm.
You're not from D.C. It doesn't matter where your money comes from. You're not taxable, period, unless you're from D.C., citizen or resident, or you're a federal worker or contractor. That's it. Why is this so complex? I don't get it. It's so simple. Let me show you. If you go to our Odyssey channel, Freedom Law School, okay, on the content, click on content, okay, on the right side with 1099, okay, the videos come, you see about 1099 form. The one you want to watch is a short and long version about this topic, okay? I'm opening both, okay? And here's a short one, and here's a long one, okay?
Okay.
So this one's titled, You Got an IRS Form 1099. Must you file a Form 1040 and pay federal income tax by April 15th? The answer is no. Short answer, watch it. It's only 6 minutes. For more detailed video,
this
same topic, I've covered in 17 minutes. The answer is basically no. You know, you're just going to watch this video, and so I don't have to repeat it all right now.
Okay. All right, what is the video called?
Here it is.
All right, I'm just on the phone. That's why I'm not watching.
I did go to, on our website, okay? What you want to do, go
Freedom
to
Law School.
FreedomLawSchool.org. On the top right, on the watch, go to social media, okay?
Okay, FreedomLawSchool.org.
.org,
Okay, and then I have to go to on the top, I go to social media.
Under watch, no, on the top right on the watch, you go down to social media.
Okay.
On the social media, then you open that link, and there you see YouTube, Rumble, Odyssey, and other platforms we use.
Yeah.
Go to Odyssey. Odyssey,
okay.
The most functional, great web, better than Rumble, and more functional web platform. And when you go there, it gives you through the home button. What you want to do is switch to the content button, okay? And switch the content button. On the right-hand side, you'll see a search bar, okay? In that search bar, you type in 1099 and hit enter, and the videos about the 1099 issue, they come up. Okay?
1099.
You'll watch it.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'm on, and then is there a search bar just for your channel when I click on content?
This is our channel. You are on our channel. If you go to our website, it'll put you directly in Freedom Law School's channel.
Oh, I see. And then I go to 1099. I see. 1099.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, folks, stuff like this, call our office.
Okay.
I have activists here who answer phone call at no charge.
Okay, perfect.
And I'll direct you with patience about all of this. Okay? Call us.
Okay.
813-444-4800, numbers on our website also. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, the only reason I asked about the certification is... The only reason I asked for certification, because sometimes when you deal with people who don't understand this is all Washington, D.C., sometimes it's easier to convince them in the definition, saying, "Yeah, I'm not involved with interest or dividends, so this doesn't apply." So it's easier for them to agree with me that
right.
way.
True, I agree. You're right.
Yeah. So I mean, there's the practical part. Like, will people, you know, agree? Even though you may be right, will people agree with you, you know? So. All right. Thank you.
Even then, if they're 1099 the IRS, so what? The IRS doesn't use them anyways. Folks, the IRS is not using the W-2 1099 information. You think of a private organization as efficient, that it, because, but they're not. In government, there's near zero accountability, near zero. You see, does bureaucrats, IRS agents get paid the same money, no matter how good or terrible job they do, day after day after day. They don't care for anybody. They're all lazy. Because if you're lazy, you're a drunk jerk who doesn't want to work. Guess what? So are your managers. They're lazy too. They don't want to work hard any more than anybody else who nobody forced them. Nobody forces the IRS employees to work hard. So they don't.
A lot of lazy people. Yeah, I agree.
And so and this culture of wastefulness and laziness, because they have zero incentive to work hard, is festered in now for over 100 years.
And wow!
So it breaks down. That why do you think the Soviet Union collapsed? A friend of mine said the thought that because we outspend them on military. That's a bunch of nonsense. The media tells you about how great America is versus communism. No, yes, we are better. It's true. But the real reason is they imploded. What happened when, and so when you give you guys a history lesson on this, I'll tell you how that works. Okay? Lenin and Stalin destroyed Russia. They murdered millions of people in Ukraine of hunger. They took the grain from the Ukraine, the breadbasket of Europe, and the farmers went hungry. If you take any grain, they would shoot you. They literally did that. With that grain, if Stalin sold the grain across the world, they made money to build military and his secret police. Well, World War II happened, okay? Then America and took the side of the Allies in the Second World War, okay? All of a sudden, Stalin, the great murderer, became a good guy, Gates, Uncle Joe. He was a big murderer. And so America transferred huge amounts of army and technology to Stalin. That's right. Fresh injection of technology from the United States, the most advanced country in the world. Okay? With that technology that was infused into Soviet Union in the 1940s, they did pretty good. Okay. In the 40s and 50s, by the 1960s, the early signs of Soviet Union's collapse were starting to appear. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In the 70s, you still didn't notice it. It was there. But by 1980, guess what? The system was totally corrupt and wasteful and inefficient to the core. So when Gorbachev came to power in 1984 or 5, I forgot, and he tried to reform the system, give them 87,000 new agents with more money, you thought, or make it better. He tried it. He couldn't. The system was corrupt to the core. They did not have developed new technologies. They were still back in the technology of 40s and 50s that inherited from the United States. By the 1980s, they were behind. So the system collapsed. IRS run on computers in the 1960s. 1960s technology, okay, which is COBOL, assembly language. They've tried for decades to try to upgrade it since 1980s. Every decade to try to upgrade it to a new system, they can't. I have a computer programmer, a friend of mine, and who works for the IRS, told me Payman. We have contractors that come to make it better. I'm a computer programmer of the IRS. Instead of making it better, and make it worse, and they leave. And we end up trying to fix their mess that they made worse.
Wow.
They cannot fix it. The system will collapse. And you got to watch the videos on step three. Realize IRS is mostly bluff, folks. IRS is mostly bluff. Even in 1969, here's a step three further, you see this Senator Henry Belmont. You know, he said that in 1969. He had a recent conversation with an official of the IRS. I was amazed when he told me if the taxpayers of this country ever discovered that the IRS operates on 9% bluff, the entire system will collapse. That was in 1969, when IRS was still powerful, relatively speaking, and organized. Now it's in complete shambles, like in Gorbachev times in the 1980s. You cannot cure the dead. Any other question? Okay. Very good. I think we answered everybody's callers. You're welcome. My pleasure, Mike. If you have a question, folks, one more chance you got, call us right now. 657-383-1755 and push 1 on your telephone keypad. And we'll take your question now. 657-383-1755 and your telephone keypad, push 1. I'll answer your question right now. Okay, same guy, Grasshopper of 704. Did it shock you coming to America from Iran and having to educate U.S. citizens on our own IRS situation? Either way, I'm thankful. Yes, I was shocked. Thank you. Well, thank you, my friend. You know what was shocked? Was back in 92, I was 29 years old, right? So I hear about this income tax being a fraud. I'm thinking, well, as a libertarian, I thought, I got to keep my money. Why should I give the money that I work for? I need it. I was young and poor. So I told a bunch of people about, hey, come to my apartment housing complex, little room, meeting room, and I'll show it to you, right? And guess what? Zero people showed up. What's wrong with you people, Americans? I'm showing you how to get your money, keep your money for free. You're not interested? You're too busy watching sports, soap operas, whatever you got going on in your life. You think, oh, I'm too busy. I don't have the time. They got people so brainwashed. Okay? Remember, that's how they convince people to on their own initiative. Line up and get the corona jab because they don't want to die of corona or have grandmother die. Right? They convince them to go literally take a risk at killing themselves. Because they lie to us so effectively throughout childhood days. The public school system, the public schools, government schools, right? The textbooks are controlled within them. The major media is controlled, right? So what you hear and see from childhood is controlled until somehow, someday in your adult life, hopefully, somebody tells you, you come across something that shows you they're lying to me and I can see it for myself. I'm going to check this out some more for myself. You check it out and see, well, they're lying to me. Then you start looking at more things. How about this other issue? That looks a little funny there too. You look at that in detail and see, lie to me about that too, about 9/11 was not about that Arab terrorists. Iraq didn't have weapons of mass destruction. Oh, January 6th was not an insurrection to overthrow the American government. Oh, and Trump, he was not involved in a conspiracy with Russia to deny Clinton election victory in 2016. And on and on. Oh, gee, Iran. Gee, I've heard for decades Iran has about to get a nuclear bomb that close. Gee. After decades, Iran has no nuclear weapons and no threat to its neighbors. But they keep telling you, oh, Iran, China, Russia, North Korea, Iraq, in Libya, they tell you the enemy is over there, or there, or there, or there. Were there, where the real enemy is within. The international bankers, CIA, FBI, DOJ, CDC, FDA, all these criminal government agencies and the masters of them, the big banks and corporations, not out there. All right, I'll talk too much. Any other questions? This doesn't include Medicare and Social Security tax, does it? Well, I'll cover that issue of Medicare and Social Security tax in another video. Again, we go to our Odyssey channel, okay? There you put Social Security. Social Security. Hit enter. There it is, folks. Let me see. I've done the video called Give You and Your Employees a Huge Raise Legally and Safely. And I cover the Social Security issue in this video, long and short. Okay? Okay. So I'll cover that briefly in this video, in the full version and the short version. But there's another one better even on Social Security taxes. Let me see. I think it should be on there. I got to find that. We have another one, but we'll put it on there. You have Social Security. Is the other one that's more? Hold on. Let me put that one more time. Social Security. Okay, let's see. Here we go. Let me see. Where is it? Okay. We have it. Here we go. I found right here in the bottom right when I typed it in. Open a few of the short video and also the long video on the topic. Okay. Okay, here it is. Do Social Security and Medicare taxes apply to your wages, wages you pay to your employees? That's the full version. Okay. And this one is, let me see, here we go. No, that's not. And the full version is also up there also. So, yeah. There's a watch the video right there, which is, do Social Security and Medicare taxes apply to your wages, the wages you pay your employees, okay? So watch this thing. Type it in the search, social or security, it'll come up. By the way, all these things, also you can read on our petition to Congress. I'll show you, okay? They spell it out very nicely. You can read faster than you watch videos, this is for you, okay? Well, step five, question authority, right? You go in step five. You continue step five, and you go down after read what's on here, right? Okay, and then you see, here we go. Do it yourself, petitions to Congress, okay? There's one for the individual income taxes, employment taxes, yep, like Social Security tax taxes are from your paycheck, and self-employment taxes on 1099. That's from self-employed people, okay, who pay self-employment taxes. These petitions have all this stuff in them. Employment taxes, there you go. Click on petitions for single or married. There's one for single I'm open up. Okay, and you see right here comes a PDF of this petition to Congress. I'm going to enlarge it right now. If it comes up momentarily, here it is. Just make it a little bit larger to read. Oops, a little too much zooming. Here we go. Petition to correct my legal conclusions about employment tax laws, if erroneous, or to investigate widespread misapplication of these laws by government. And here I talk about payroll taxes, also known as Social Security taxes and Medicare taxes. So read this petition. It's all based on U.S. government's official legal website. All the legal citations are from government's official legal website. And you see, at the end, all the laws are listed. Yep, here it is. List of attached documents. All laws are listed here and attached. Okay, you can read it all for yourself. More complete than the videos, by the way. The videos, I try to make them shorter because people are not patient to watch something an hour long. So I try making maybe 20 to 40 minutes long at the most, but the petitioners may take longer really an hour, two, to really fully read and fully understand it. So that's why the petitions are there. It's not just to educate the congressman. It's to educate you first. Then you send it to your congressman to educate them and have them stop, you know, this corruption of federal government, of ripping off the American people, deceiving them to be slaves. Okay? Any other? We have one more question. All right, what we got? After starting a new job and filling in 1099, can you reverse this? Can I file taxes? Well, your question is not quite so clear. Flip back up. I think what you mean to say is, you got a job, you got a 1099 issued about you falsely, anyways, to the IRS. Can you not thought and pay income tax anyways? Guess what? I just showed that to you. That's the video I put up for you guys. Okay? Right here. Go to our Odyssey channel. Do Social Security and Medicare taxes. Apply to your wages or wages you pay your employees. Short version and long version. Okay? So no, you don't have to file and pay at all any Medicare tax, Social Security tax at all. Period. Okay? Even if the 1099 was issued about you falsely. So what? Any other questions, guys? Okay. Folks, talk to you. Go through the 7 steps, folks. Okay? Don't shortchange it. People call and say, hey, man, I've been watching your videos for a while. Okay, well, guess what? I'm sure you have, but not necessarily in the order you should watch them. The 7 steps are the key. The first 5 steps are essential. Okay? Steps 6 and 7 are optional. Okay? So go to our website, fearandlawschool.org, okay? And take the 7 steps, okay? There it is. You see most of them right here in the summary, okay? And you literally free yourself. Just take your time and educate yourself. So thank you for listening. I love you all. I want you all to have a live and let live and love and let love right life. It's your life. Do as you please with it, folks. Okay? God gave you freedom on this earth. Protect your freedom. You cannot take it for granted. And I have all this information at freedomlawschool.org, but I cannot study for you. I cannot put it in your head. You got to do it yourself. You've got to choose to sit down, either watch them on your drive, play them on your audio, and then at home, watch them again. And after a while, you're going to say, okay, I know it. I'm good. Okay? Right? You know, that's my, you know, one of my favorite scenes in the movie Matrix? Do you guys remember the scene that Neo is got a thing in the back of his head, and he opens up his eyes and says, I know Kung Fu. And he goes and does all the Kung Fu stuff, right? Well, guess what? I can't do that for you. You got to be the one that plug yourself in. So plug yourself in and start living a free life now. Okay. Do you remember that scene, by the way? It's a classic, right?
I know.